You guys are celebrating a year since you opened a very unique fish and chip shop. I don't think there's many fish and chip shops where one of the owners is a doctor or holds a doctorate. Both hold doctorates. There's not too many fish and chip shops where both hold doctorates. Tell us what your doctorate's in and what your areas are in. Renee?
We're both doctorates in fishery science, but I specialise in social science, so I spend a lot of time talking to fishermen and understanding their needs.
And what about yourself, Andrew?
And I'm more coming from a biology and ecology perspective, so understanding particulars about fish species and shark species, determining sustainable catch rates and things like that.
What difference does it make being the most qualified fish and chip shop owners? Well, at least in the state, I'm sure. What difference does that make to the way you run your business?
Well, part of my doctorate, I guess, or part of my research was about trying to understand consumer needs and how to get information about fisheries out to consumers. So I'm finding this much more direct and fast than the research field, to be honest. So trying to provide much more information about fish and where it's come from to consumers that are interested.
So being a social scientist, are you still studying your customers?
Of course, but don't tell them that. We'll get a survey in here at some stage, I'm sure.
And Andrew, how does your work affect the way you run your business?
The idea, I guess we've been dealing with fishermen for close on 20 years, if not more. And one of the things that we found operating that space is particularly when you get to the end of a research project, you have some often definitive findings about what you can do to manage fisheries better or manage the fishermen better or manage the system better. And often is the case, politics gets in the way of good decision making. So. And that's somewhat disappointing, frustrates fishermen, frustrates us as researchers. So we're moving into this space where we're trying to rebuild links between fishermen and the community, because fishing can be maligned sometimes in general media. Fishermen often don't have an identity, but they crave one. They really want that linkage with the community because they're very proud of what they do and what they produce. So, you know, we're moving into that space and trying to fill that void.
Is it a real emphasis on making people aware of what they're eating, where it came from and how it's caught?
Very much so, and also creating a human link. Like Andrew was saying, the human element to the industry is really important. Sometimes community perceptions seem against the industry, but actually when you talk to people who are wanting the seafood, they can be very positive. So it's about, I guess, humanising the industry a little bit.
Andrew, we could describe this as really the most vertically integrated fish and chip shop that exists, well, for a long way around.
Yeah, there's a few up and down the coastline, but, yeah, it's something that we want to, yeah, try, see how we go. But, yeah, often with fish, a lot of those products, prawns and crabs, if you can eat them as soon after they've been caught as possible, you know, fresh is best, as they say.
You obviously have a very strong emphasis in people knowing where their fish comes from, how it's caught and all the rest of it. Does it make it more expensive for you to run an operation like a fish and chip shop?
Not necessarily. It's economy of scale always comes into play at times. But yeah, dealing with local fishermen, often you can buy at quite competitive prices. You don't have to shift products very far. We had a customer come in the other day and she asked me, "So who caught this fish?" And I could name the fish, and I said, "Oh, it's the Green family from Ayr, you know, Neil and his wife Leanne and daughter Sienna. They all fish together." And her face just lit up.
Yeah.
Emma knew this family from long ago. And it was just wonderful. And it made Emma then contact Neil, and she said how wonderful the fish was. And that filled Neil and the girls full of pride. And, you know, it gives them that... that identity in the community that we were talking about earlier.